I am sitting here in Miami for the Super Bowl with probably one of the greatest Ravens of all time, Jonathan Ogden. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, where are you living now? I mean, you left Baltimore. You're out and hanging out someplace else right now?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, Henderson, technically. But
well, I get that. Weather's a little bit better there.
Well, yeah, the weather's a little better. You know, cost of living's getting more expensive, but it's not too bad. Traffic's not too bad. I mean, the golf is plentiful.
Right, and my second favorite team just went there, the Oakland Raiders.
And they are really doing some good things with that stadium. They're really trying to become a professional sports town, you know, with the Knights and now with the Raiders coming to town. So
right.
a lot of good things are happening in Las Vegas right now. So I'm enjoying living there. And the weather, you know, it's gets a little warm in the summer, a little bit warm. But, you know, I'm also golfing in January right now. And the other day it was 60 degrees, and I'm out there playing golf. So,
which isn't a bad way to go.
Exactly.
All right, so tell me about this. I'm a big foodie. You're a big boy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Ramsay cooked up a meal for you guys?
Yes, we helped when they opened the restaurant and the casino in Baltimore. Met Gordon. Great guy. I mean, he makes cussing sound so eloquent and just proper.
It's
just amazing, but... you know, we shot a little spot, and just a really gracious man, just really not what you would think when you see him on his shows, you know, yelling at people and cursing at people, but he's just a really funny guy, and we had a good time hanging out with him.
Tell me about the your foundation.
Yeah, we've been operating 20-plus years now in Baltimore. We've been trying to improve the lives of kids through education, and so we've been doing life skills programs. We've been doing tutoring. We've been doing college visits. We've been doing a lot of things over the past 20 years that have really changed a lot of kids' lives in Baltimore, in Patterson High School in particular. We've probably had 100% graduation over the last few years. And
that's fabulous.
And the vast majority of our kids have gone on to some level of college, community college, something. They've gone on to another higher level of education, and really proud of the guys. And we're actually going to have a 20-year reunion celebration, because the lady who's been running it for the last 20 years, her name is Kelly Bagdasarian. She's been doing the programs now for 20 years now. And I kid her all the time about how we're both getting old. But we're going to have some of the old kids come back. And, you know, they're doing professional things now. And just kind of like a thank you, thank her, and just kind of just acknowledge what we've been trying to do in the city for the last 20 years.
And I mean, like most older cities, Baltimore needs all the help it can get. And the fact that you have 100% graduation rate is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, and so the good thing is those kids, I help the kids who want help. I mean, you have to maintain a certain GPA. You have to work to be in there, but we give you rewards. We do things to help you out. And, you know, what really just frustrated me is the kids who you see who are looking for help, be like, is there someone out there who can help me? And the answer is no.
Right.
I mean, if a kid is looking for help and wants to do the work, you got to be there to help them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things, you know, we do a lot of conversations on the radio show, but one of the things we're all about is family and food and memories and stuff. So growing up, man, what was the best thing you remember about mom's cooking? What was the meal that you, if you could sit down any day of the week and have mom's cooking, what would it be?
Well, my mother didn't cook a whole lot.
Oh,
however,
how did that happen?
No, you know, my grandmother, though.
Okay. All right.
Now,
all right.
That woman could cook. And I mean, it was really weird. She made a lot of spaghetti for me
I guess every kid's favorite.
But it was weird because I ate it a lot, and now as an adult, I don't really like it. But she also made some really good pig's feet and really good chitlins. And my wife, I've converted her into chitlins and pig's feet, and my children too. But
but I mean, there's a fond memory she had from grandma.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That woman could throw down on a pig's foot, I tell you what. those were good memories.
There you go. Then the smile on his face, folks. If you could be here to see it, it's just absolutely fantastic. Jonathan, thank you for joining us today, and good luck with the foundation.
Thank you.